Kufayin Ches Sif Tes Ramah, but essentially whether there is a field on the part of a woman who's mezanetach as bailo to inform her husband so that he should be feirish from her or divorce her, or whether it's a field on neidechot who is aware of the fact that she was mezanet to inform the husband. And I'll ask you to do me a favor to let me know of any sources that I don't have that talk about it. I'll start with the sources that I know. In addition to the citations in the Piskei Tshuva that are Negeya, a number of Tshuvas in the Native Yehuda, a few things are Tveiga that are Negeya, there is, in addition to that, a material in the Sechemed, and in the Chidot Chaim Shoal, Simin Memches, in the Yaskil Avdi Rav Yosef Hedaya in Chelik Beis Evan Ezer Simin Aleph, in Rapol, in the Chuvas Raf Olim, Chelik Beis Evan Ezer Simin Aleph, in the Chem de Shloime, it must be Hezayin, Yudzayin, and Yudches. Those are the sources that I'm aware of. If there's anything else... Where's the Yavion? Dealing with these fishes in, so... Okay, I'll try to look at it if I didn't see it. All right. The classic tshuva, of course, is the tshuva in the Native Yehuda in Arachayim Simin Lamed Hei. The tshuva in the Native Yehuda deals with a rather curious case. There was an individual who had been boarding in a house for a period of time and then married the daughter of the Baal HaBayis. The problem was that he was mezana with his present mother-in-law while he was still a bocher. And now the shaila is whether he has to inform his father-in-law of the fact that his mother-in-law is also to the father-in-law. And there's a long truth in the Yehuda to the effect that he is pleased to inform the father-in-law, and in the end he is mata, the father-in-law, not to divorce her, but not to be miyachid, and the whole tshuva deals with Godel Kovet Avriyas, and whether Kovet Avriyas is in itself a reason not to inform the husband that his wife is also. Now, the very first point that the Neviim Yehuda talks about is the chiyuv of Ramah and Simin Chokhes, that even though a Neid Echod is forbidden to be made in Bezdin, and it will be made to a Dvar Aver in Bezdin, he's even loike, but that's only with regard to an Isur Shekvar Naseh, but Lafrushim Isura is Mutter, and as Neid Yehuda, Lafrushim Isura, even if it's a Sofik, Im Ya'aminoi. The raya that the Native Yehuda brings that he's mechuyif to be media even on a sofik kilafrushim yisura is a smag, and the smag quotes the Gemara in Kiddushin that samichvov. There was somebody who was the chaser for Mar Shmuel, and he was a sumo. One day he didn't come, so Mar Shmuel sends the shleach to bring him. And turns out that he's going on one road, and the Summa is coming on another road, and the Summa comes back and says that Ishto is Inso. And apparently, the Nevi'ud understands, come back to the Gemara later, the Nevi'ud says that the Shliach didn't tell the Summa, but he told Mar Shmuel. And Mar Shmuel says, in the Hemelach, the Beitrei, Asko. And Mar Shmuel isn't Goyer in the Shliach for having told him, even though he was a Neid Echod. So you see that even on, and it wasn't Bor that he was going to be Maskiyah, because Mar Shmuel says, in Mehemen Loch Kebetrei, you should be Maskiyah, if not you're not Mechuiti Maskiyah. So you see, says the Neid Echod, that even on a Sofik, Neid Echod is Mechuiv, La Frushe, Mi Surah. Now, clearly there's one thing missing in this entire Neid of Yehuda. It's almost a fella atzuma, and that is, it's clear from the Neid of Yehuda that it's only if it's Esher Shiamina, if it's Vadai that he's not going to be Maminin. And certainly, if indeed it's also to be ma'amin, then this is simple lashon hara. Yeah, there's no right to go tell a person that ishtecha zimsa, unless it's bafurishim isurin, and it's going to be also for him to do anything about it, then of course he can't tell him. And the native Yehuda omits entirely any reference to the Ramon kufayim chetz. Now, why he omits it, I don't think is a kasha. He leaves that was bottom line. He assumes that the halach is that after zman hazeh, the eid echod is ne'amon, so that there is a point to telling this to the Baal. But the Ramah has three shittas, and the Neid of Yehuda, he doesn't mention it even. I mean, at least a nodding reference, he should have indicated that the halach is accordance with the yesh emrim of the Ramah. Now, the point that I want to talk about in general is, A, whether it's a chiyuv to be medea, under what circumstances is a chiyuv to be medea, and better, is there some hismatzlus not to be medea. Now, very often, and this will be peripheral until the very end, but I want to come back to it at the very end, at least my experience has been that the women don't come with the shaila to ask whether they have to be medea, the husband. The shaylas, if they're asked, they come from the therapist, the marriage counselor, the psychologist. He's dealing with a couple. He knows, and she knows, and she knows that he knows, and he knows that she knows. Sometimes they tell each other, sometimes they don't tell each other, but he's got to deal with the family situation. What is he supposed to do? Is he supposed to advise them to get divorced? If it's also mitzvah hadin, then how can he counsel reconciliation and teach them how to deal with adultery within the marriage? And sometimes the therapist comes, she didn't tell the husband, but he now knows, should he go tell the husband? And I mean, those are two separate childhoods. One is, they're not asking whether she gets divorced. Is he allowed to counsel them and help them stay together? Is that at least naive there? And B, does he have a chiv to go be media of a husband because the woman, the sicha, the fituma, derech vidui, who knows how she's telling him, but he's got this information. Does he have to go be media of a husband and try to convince him to be megarish? So clearly, if in any one of these circumstances the husband will be also to be megarish, then telling the husband is going to be also too. Telling the husband will turn out to be nothing more than Lashon Hara, which we can then talk about maybe whether Lashon Hara for therapy is mutter. If he has to know in order to put marriage back together again, it will become a different child. But Lachura, if he's also to be megarish under any of those circumstances, it should be also to tell the husband. So let me start first with what the Neid of Yehuda takes for a milsa de pshita, that the simple case of the Eid Echod who knows the Vadoyis, he was the Boyal, he was the Noyal. He knows the Vadoyis, is he mechuyev to go tell the husband? The Ramah in Sif Teh says, V'u'adim im yatma imeres lo shezintzo, v'yesha that the shaila is whether the Baal can be megarish, whether Jaitzi, itim subo, v'im lav meferes lo, v'yesha, so he says, V'u'adim im yatma imeres lo shezintzo, k'mish z'bar le'al kuf tezvot yivot, under the cases where she is Namon, he has to be Megarisha. V'yesh emri d'zman hazeh sheshkem rabbein agershin shaloi legarish yishabal korcho, einei Namon loimeh shema'amino yishama'amin l'divrei. D'chayshinon shema einov nosom ba'peres, v'oimeh shema'amino apapi she'enamamin. The first loshen that the Ramah quote says, that Yizman Hazeh, the husband, has no ne'amonis to say that he is ma'amino. Why? Because we say he's afraid of the chemter of Benegershin, and Chayshinon Shemo Ein of Noson Ba'acheres. And he says, ma'amino, even though he is an Einoi ma'amino. So the first Loshon Ramos says that Yizman Hazeh, he has no ne'amonis. The husband has no ne'amonis to say he believes her, or he believes in Eid Echod. So we had the view the Shaila according to the first Yesh Emrim. What's the point of telling the husband? He can't believe this person that his wife was Mizana altogether. Even if the wife will tell him she was Mizana, he also can't believe her. So what are we going to tell the husband for? What do we want from the husband?
Then as the Ramo Umenadi Noisoy Al Shem Shemamino, the Gorum Lovato Khairim Rabbi Nagershim. The first Lashon says not only do we believe him, but we put him in Khairim also to the bargain. That's the difficult Yeshemi. We'll come back to it in a second, the Bishmul's Kasha. Then comes the Yeshemrim, the second Yeshemrim. The Kaifin I say, Umishamish, Imo, Apapish, Amishamanu, Divere, Meakashisha, Ainamid, Oyafilo, Omra, Baasut, Manilo, the Chos of the Nostra Masl, the Rehorishinim, Kain nearly Al Peace Vorazu. The second Yeshemrim says, not only do we put him in Cherim, or maybe we don't bother putting him in Cherim, since we're Kaita and he's Mishamish. We, even though it's a Shadi and not Shekhatikhat Yisurah, we force him to be Mishamish. So clearly, according to the second Yeshayim, the Nevi Yehuda makes no sense at all. The Shoyal had no business telling the husband, even after he tells the husband, the Omega Shavi Anavsha, we'll tell him, ignore the Shavi Anavsha, we'll go be Kaita to be Mishamish. Finally, the third Yeshayim, the third sheet that says, of the Yeshkelkin, here's not the Yeshayim, but the Yeshkelkin. The Sviru that man has is Nemon. Fine. The third say that even this man has is Nemon. I presume that for our purposes we'll have to assume that the Nevi Yehuda was Machriya according to the Yesh Chilkin of the Ramah, because otherwise what are we telling the husband? I mean, no, the Nevi Yehuda doesn't say it. I consider it a little bit of a pella, at least a nodding reference to the Ramah to say he's being Machriya according to the Yesh Chilkin. It's no pella to the last of the three Shittas, so he's Machriya according to the last of the Shittas. They should at least have told it to us. He doesn't. However, the Ramah itself is very difficult. The first problem is in the first Yeshayim, this Manazish Yeshkander Ben Gershon, in an Emon, and he adds, Umanai Nesoy Al Shemer Shemamino. The Ramah didn't say anything about being Megarish. We're going to be menade him, the Cherem, the Ben Gershon, simply because he's Ma'amino. And even if he is Ma'amino, and he'll be perish, good, so he won't be boil. But that's reason for Cherem, the Ben Gershon. The Cherem, the Ben Gershon is when he's Megarish, Bal Korcho. Here he wasn't Megarish, Bal Korcho. It's a Shad, not Shechnifet, he won't be boil, he won't be Megarish. There's a Cherem, the Ben Gershon. That's problem number one. Now, I suppose you can learn the Ramah one of two ways. If you look at the Pesukei Tshuva, and they view the, I think that there are two ways to learn this Ramah. One, that you're either the Cherem Ben Gershon for being Ma'amino alone. That seems to be the lashon of the Ramah. Umenadin they say, Al Sha'oimer Shema'amino. The saying alone. He is now being Gerim to Mevatel Oino. What's the difference? Is Megarish Bal Korcho? Or he's Mevatel Oino? It's the same thing. Being Mevatel Oino is being Megarish Bal Korcho. It's against our will. Against our will, if you're Mevatel, the Chi of Oino, you're Oiver the Cherim, the Rabbeinu Gershon. I don't know why you're not Oiver Sher Exclusive Oinosa La Yidro, except that the Rabbeinu say that when you're Muchan to give the wife a gift and she doesn't want to take it, you're not Oiver under the Raisa. So what are you Oiver? You're over on the Cherem, Rabbeinu Gershon, that's the help. Midoraisa, I couldn't be Menea Oino. But Midoraisa, I'm Mukha the Mazuma to give you the get. So I can't be over the Doraisa. It's Ari, the Ravi Tzalei, I'm an onus because of the Cherem, Rabbeinu Gershon. That's why I can't be Megarishu Bal Korcho. But so, I was Menea Tashmi Shemito. Menea, that itself is being over the Takon of Rabbeinu Gershon. That, I think, is probably the simplest derech in the Ramah. Or, in the Pesukei Tshuva, you'll find another pshat in the Ramah, that Menavi Nesai isn't, it's simply for being Menea Tashmish, but if he's Menea Tashmish, and because of that, she is masked to take the get, I mean, oh, now she has to take a get, he's being Menea Tashmish, that's also called Bar Korcho, even though she says Reitani, that's Reitani only because he was Menea Tashmish. And that gufa that she accepts the get because he was Menea Tashmish, in using that as a way of deform threat, he was over the Cherem Rabbeinu Gershon. That's also Kviyat. That's also Bal Korcho. Being Menea Tashmish to force her to accept the get, that's also being over the Cherem Rabbeinu Gershon. The second problem with this Ramah is the Yesh kaifinoisa mishamishimo. How can there be a kaifinoisa mishamishimo if it's a shav yanavshe chetich v'isur? Mayasa haben shol yecheto. What's he supposed to do here? He believes that she was mezane. If he believes that she was mezane, so kafishmaya galya, he believes she's also to him. How can he be mishamish? How are we going to be kaif him to be mishamish? So either he's mishamish and he's over on the Yisra Saita Labayla, or he gives her a get and he's over chayim to Rabbeinu Gerishim. What do we want from this poor fellow? What's he supposed to do? I mean, it's a kasha guluya on the Ramo. Third is the Beis Shmuel's kasha. The Beis Shmuel's kasha is on the first Yisra Imri. This man is a shish chayim to Rabbeinu Gerishim. He's not Nehma. And Menadi Noisai. On top of that, we're Menadi. Says Rabbeinu Gershon, if he's not Neman to say he believes the aid, then why should we be Menata? Where's the Iker, the Takon of Rabbeinu Gershon? The Ramah says, ain't a Neman. If he's ain't a Neman, then where's he being away from the Takon of Rabbeinu Gershon? Says he has no Nemons. If he has no Nemons, he's not over the Takon of the Rabbeinu Gershon. Now, the Kash of Shmuel Bemis, I don't think is such a Kash. In fact, I've already answered it after a fashion. But if we look through the Achronim, we find several drachim in the Ramah. First, and this is the Pesach Tshuva quotes in the name of the Tshuva, the Taz's brother, that what does Ein Neemon mean? Ein Neemon means that he's not mechuyiv to believe the aid. And therefore, if he's Eimid B'diburoi, he's mechuyiv to be megarish because of Shavi Anashe Ketiche D'Yisrael, and the Neelim Menadin, now the way the Taz's brother learned, he is megarish. Because it was a Shaganash Ketifa Disura, and if he's Aimid Bidiburai, will be claimed from the garish, which incidentally is Shalaki Shifa Sarambam. The Rambam holds his Mukfi on the Shaganash for whatever reason, I don't want to get into it now. The kfi is only if there are two aidim, but he learns pshat in Ramah that we're kfi on the shadi and afshe, and so he learns pshat in the Ramah differently from what I said before, that the menadi neisoi is if he be metzius is megarish. He is aimed b'dibura, and because he's an aimed nemon, he should not be an aimed b'dibura. But if he is an aimed b'dibura, then we have no prayer. We have to be kfi for him legarish, and he's going to be megarish val korko. And therefore, we're menadim. So we've answered the first kasha also that I asked. Where's the Abram? The Chayim Rabbeinu Gershon is not Megarish, because the brother, the Taz, if the Chayim is only when he is Megarish. The second shot is the Bris Avrohom. That the Bris Avrohom says, Einoi Nemon, and he don't believe him that he believes her. And therefore, Minadin, which I would understand the way I said before, he is not Nemon that he believes her, and therefore, if he's Minea Tashmish, we are Minadin him, or if he uses that to force her to accept the get, we are Minadin. There's another pshat in Achronim that's based on the Hagos Maimini, that understands pshat in the Ramah, that we're dealing with a case where she said that she was Mizane, and then she was Chaser with an Amatzle. And under those circumstances, we say that he should have been Chaser too, but since he's not Chaser, Menadinaisle al Shemir Shema Amina, which is simply kind of a variation of the Pshat that we said before. But in effect it says that if she is Chayzer, he has no Nemonis, and therefore we're Menade, and the Yeshayim, what this does is that we're Marviach, the Kaitin Eishim Mishamishimah. We're Kaitin Eishim Mishamish because he should have been Chayzer too. She gave him a Maskla. Why doesn't he accept the Maskla? In the Mele, there's no Shadinachik Yichid Yisuri. So we're Kaitin Eishim, and is Mishamish also according to the second Shita of the Ramah. However, I find that explanation doesn't explain the Eid Echad. I'm talking about two things. Who has in him? He atzmei meres loy, so we're making the kinta. He atzmei meres, and then there was an amatzle. And she was chaser. But what about the Eid Echad? The Eid Echad wasn't chaser. Here you can't read that into the Ramah. In the case of the Eid Echad, why is menadin? Why is chasing mishamishimo? That seems to be difficult. and finally, the basic kasha on the Ramah is that this halacha that says Minati Noisai, we find in Tosfos in the Dorim that tzaddik on the base. And Tosfos in the Dorim says on the tzaddik he's Nemo, not on the tzaddik he's not Nemo. I'll soon go through the Shitas Rishonim in a moment. Tosfos says he's Nemo. And Minata, that's hard enough to understand. But if he's Nemo and we're Minata, I understand why. You're Nemo, and therefore you have to be Megarish, and we're putting you in Cherim because you're Megarish Bal Korcho. But you're being Megarish Bal Korcho because of Shavi Nashi Kikav Yisur. Here, the Ramos says, ain't an Nemo. If ain't an Nemo, there shouldn't be Shavi Nashi either. Lechure. So Mamonoshach, what's happening here? To say ain't an Ammon, then to say Menadin, this doesn't make sense. Unless the ain't an Ammon, yeah, there can't, right, that's how I've been explaining the whole time. Except that the Mocker and Rishonim say Nemo, and the most lotion is ain't an Ammon. Tesis said it even though we believe him totally and completely, and Tesis will be difficult. There's Nemo, Lilishadianapsha, which is Kedim, and Afal Pikain, we're going to be Menada for the Chayim Rabbein Akeris. If anything, Tesis is even more difficult. But in terms of the sources, there are more things to be contradicting the sources. Lanias Daiti, if we're dealing just with the Ramo alone, and again, in the Achronim here, there's a Machlokes what this Nidui is. Is this Nidui Stama Nidui, or is it Nidui Altnai? If you're trying to fool us, and you tell us Mamino, or your Mami the Aiden, you really aren't, then we're being Menade. But if you're an honest person, and it's really the Frumkeit that's bothering you, because you're a real Shadian Asher, then there's no Nidui, Nidui Altnai. It seems to me, I would learn Pshat and Thesis that the Menadin of the Ramah is Nidui without Etnai. But when are we Menade? And it doesn't make sense to have a Shavi Anashe Chetichid Yisura, a real Shavi Anashe Chetichid Yisura, where Mitzad Adin is also, and you put him in Chayram also. I mean, that's the Kashavach Rein, Mayasa Aben, Shlo Yechta, how can we do this to the person? It seems to me that I would learn Pshat and Ramah as follows. I would learn Pshat that there are two different Shavi Anashes. There's a Shavi Anashe which the person is Mekuyiv Mitzad Adin. We've had this before. We had already the Marik and Kuftez Vov that with his Nerechot and his Mami to betray every place that he comes and tells him, Mishte is in church, he's also all of. Or there's a Raglayim Ludov, or she is Noide with a Raglayim Ludov, or there Mitzad Adin is Mekuyiv to be Mami. Whereas Mekuyiv Mitzad Adin to be Mami, how can you tell me that we're Minate, if he'll come to ask her off a Shaila, what am I supposed to do? I don't know whether to believe or not to believe. And we'll go tell him, you saw Raglayim Ludov, and she was Noide. Of course you have to believe her under those circumstances, and then we're going to put him into Cherim. It seems to me that under those circumstances, there wouldn't be Cherim. When the Ramah says that we're Minate, I think the Ramah is talking Bidatke in the cases where he's not Mechuyiv Mitzad Hadin to believe her or the Eid. Only there was a Shavi Anashe Chetiche Disre. Therefore, says the Ramah, that he made a Shavi Anashe. He went, he believes he's doing what he has to do. He believes it's subjective. It's not Shad, he came to ask a Meir Heroa, and we passed him to Shiloh these movies to believe. He had discretion. He could have believed, or he could not have believed. And he comes along and he tells us he believes. So we tell him, too bad, you believed her, you're in hot water. We're Minade. You know why we're Minade? Because we don't believe you that you believe. Who told you to believe? Make a taste that you have to believe. If you want to believe, good. And that's where the Chayim Rabbein Gershon is. You're now going to give her a get Bal Korcho, or Rabbein Gershon isn't Geyser when the Shulchan Aruch says to give a get. When you say to give a get, even with a Shavi and Nafshir, there is a Chayim Rabbein Gershon. I think that's the Shitas Harashba. If you will ask us, and what should this poor person do? I don't know what he should do. It's too bad. But there's no answer for it. I think that's exactly what the Rashba says. The Shavi Anash is alive. There's nothing there's nothing we can do about it. He meets out himself as a Shavi Anash. And we say, we're Minata, and it's not a Nidu Yal tonight. The Tshuva Rashba says as follows. Korva Dover, Shafil Benishim, Shubulo Muter. Maybe it will be pretty good, you feel like the second year's memory. Umikol mokum, afil uretz oleimar, shehi atzur oloi, v'shav yanash shechetiche di surer, I think that's what the Rambam Drash was saying. Shad Yanav Shechetichet Esurah, we can't be Kaisa, we don't believe him. He tells the Shad Yanav Shechetichet Esurah, what can he do about it? Starfowler. He was a Shad Yanav Shechetichet Esurah. He can't live with her. But as far as we're concerned, we don't have to believe him. And we say that the Chayim Rabbeinu Gershom is in place for obvious reasons. Because we, otherwise, everybody would come around and tell us something of the sort. Masha Ein Kane, in a case, and this applies even when she says, that she was Mizanah. Masha Ein Kane, the Ramul, everybody asks on the Ramul, he leaves out the case of where the Baal saw that she was Mizanah. That's not in, we have other sources, but the Ramul leaves it out. What if he saw himself that she was Mizanah? What's the din then? Do we put him in Chayrim? Don't we put him in Chayrim? And there's a Mashal that says we put him in Chayrim. So either the Ramul is Chaylik, or I think that under those circumstances, the Chayrim will be a Chayrim of tonight. If you're telling us the truth, there's nothing to put you in Chayrim for. You saw yourself, she's in, so there's so that if what you saw is true, so there's no Chayrim. If you're lying to us, then you deserve the Chayrim. Why shouldn't there be a Chayrim of tonight to High Gavna? Now, if I'm correct, then I've contradicted Rav Moshe. The famous Rav Moshe that we've spoken about several times, that Rav Moshe in Chayli Gimel Simon Lamed, Rav Moshe says that after the Mishnah Freina, he says, Ma'amino, it means absolutely nothing unless there's Reglayim Ledover. Without Reglayim Ledover, he's saying Kenek Chazal, he's a faithful believer of Chazal. I think that, first of all, Rav Moshe has no rights. He says it without rights. Secondly, he himself is Rayus Kenekes and goes with all kinds of tzukim. He brings this Ramah in addition to everything else. And he says, how can we be menade if he's mitzvah mitzad hadin? So he presumes he then proceeds to say, but you see, he brings this marshal that even if Rosh Hashim, so Rosh, the marshal says we're menade. How can he be menade? The person who's Rosh Hashim, so mitzad. If it's true, the mitzad hadin is mechuyev in the garish. There's an eighth of the tzvuna if he saw it himself. So you see, says Rav Moshe, that there's a nidui even when you're mechuyev mitzad hadin. Now I've been saying exactly the hefek in the Ramah. I'm saying the Ramah is saying nidui without tnai, and nidui without tnai is in cases where there is no chiyuv mitzad hadin. The whole Ramah, who doesn't mention a word of tnai, is when there's nidui not mitzad hadin, when there were no raglayim ledover. Where there's a raglayim ledover of mechuyev mitzad hadin, I don't think under those circumstances there's any nidui. He'll be Naaman with the Shadi Denafsha when he's mechuyev mitzad hadin, and there won't be nidui at all. The whole point of this Ramolani Esdaiti is precisely because Besdin doesn't tell us to be Megarish. Mimele, there is Nidui, but if it's Mechuyev Mitzad Hadin, there won't be Nidui at all, which is connected to Rav Moshe. The other point that Rav Moshe makes, this was his first Raya Lister, which he answers by saying that even if he sees himself, there is Nidui. And the second point is a Ritva. The Ritva is clear. I don't know how clear the Ritva could be. The Ritva says, and he doesn't say a word about Raglayim Ledover. That's Loshon Ritvah. That if she says Tmei Anilok, and it's Ma'amino with the condition that Kim Lo Begavo the Kush Tekamro, that means that she never lies, like he's Ma'amin the Eid Ephod Tishnaim, then the Ramuti says that she's Ne'amon Kebetre, and Lukura, the Pashtus of the Ritva is without the Raglayim Ledover, and he, the Moshe wants to read in a Raglayim Ledover into the Ritva. And it's not in the words of the Ritva. The Ritva says that he's that she is Nemon whenever it's Kim Le Begavo, the Kushta Kamra. Wherever it's Kim Le Begavo, the Kushta Kamra, then it's Aratin. He has to believe her, even without a Raglayim Ledover. Now, of course, there's one thing that Rav Moshe says, I mean, it's Yeshbachar Mosayim Monet. If a Baal will come and tell us that, Ma'amino, I mean, the first thing we have to ask him is why Mamino, and if he just answers, why should she lie? So we answer her, the Chazal had answer him. Chazal had reasons to think that she is lying. And if he'll then say, no, okay, then why should I believe her? So the Eloha Maslo Zdele Mizu, this chat that wasn't set by called Mamino. If he's not Moritz, or he's a Talmud Chacham, he learned only till Peitet, he didn't learn Dapsadik in the Dorim. He doesn't know that Chazal said that women lie, then of course, then look on Maslow's Eilu Mizuz, a Maslow's Divrei Chazal. That's not Pshat Ma'amino. But if he'll tell us that, yes, I know that there is such a Hechitimtze. And the Chazal tell me that women lie about these things, but that I know that it's impossible for her to be lying because I can tell when she lies. And when she doesn't lie, or whatever. L'chur kahai gavna, where Moshe says that means nothing, but it seems to me that that's called mamino. There's no right line of dover. He's not necessarily mamino look at betray, but that's the shavya nashit. That's the shavya nashit. The Rambo says, Mishamti noisa. We'll put him in favor for it. But the he'll shav na monas. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
She always tells the truth.
Right.
Tell the
right. Under those circumstances,
then
he may be mechuyif to believe. That may be just like an eid echad.
So if he says he can tell what she wants.
That's another kind of mamino. I don't know. I mean, the specific cases of mamino we can talk about, but it's not the case that after the Mishnah Achareinu there's no mamino. There is a mamino even after the Mishnah Achareinu. A little bit later. Maybe I hope we'll come to it in the Chemdis. I have one Achron who definitely disagrees with the Moshe. I had to look. I mean, all I have are Lishenis of Rishenis. We'll take a look in Tesis in the Dori. It's hard to read Tesis the way Moshe reads the Tesis. I have one Achron who is as clear connected with Moshe as it could possibly be. And that is Rav Avrom, I think his name was Tiktin, in the Chemdis Shloim Simin Tezayim. He said there was another such a ma'aseh. There was somebody who was mezaneh, only he was the boil sheni. He's sure he was the boil sheni, not the boil rishon. And he comes to ask the chemdish shleim is he mechuyev to go tell the husband who's in a kvar someplace. So the Rav Avrom, they both say yeah, you have to be medea. Only this other one, Avrom Tiktin, he wanted him to write to the woman, not to the Baal. He should, because the Baal doesn't know him. He's not Nehman to pay trade to the Baal. He should write to the woman, and the woman should go and tell the husband. She was Mizane 20 years ago. There were no Raglaim Ludover in that case. It's clear there were no Raglaim Ludover. According to Rav Moshe, even if he'd be Mamino, he's not Mamino. What's the point? You're going to write to her, and she's going to go tell the husband I was Mizane. And there were, it's clear that there were, for 20 years she's been Nisha Cheru. Well, where were the Raglaim Ludover? There wasn't a single Raglaim Ludover. This is somebody doing tshuva 20 years later. He's coming and telling you I'm Maisa. The husband doesn't have the vaguest notion about it. And now we want the wife to go and tell the husband about what happened. Who knows how many years before that he doesn't have the vaguest suspicion. And according to Rav Moshe, it'll be also for him to be mine. I mean, it's clear. Rav Moshe will say that this is nothing. I don't see how you can read that tshuva any differently. The Chemdish Shleim only disagrees because basically he agrees with Avraham Mitiktin. They just disagree in some of the talking. We'll come to it a little bit later. But basically, they both agree to the same thing. I also think the Rav Kiveger and Simon Samaches, if you go through Rav Kiveger carefully, I can't read Rav Kiveger that he's talking about Raglaim Ludover and that whole Simon. And it's true enough. The Shaila was asked with a Raglaim Ludover. But he keeps quoting Rashba's one after the other, and he shot in the Rashba this way, that way, third way, and no place does he say there was a Raglaim Ludover in any of his explanations of the Rishonim. There can be a Mamina without a Raglaim Ludover. I mean, I think it's clear. In any event, Lanias Daiti, that would then be shot in the Ramah. That this Ramah is talking, the whole Nidui is in the case, and Rav Moshe himself says that after the Mishnah Karina with a Raglaim Ludover, he has no choice in the matter. With the Raglaim Ludover, he has to be a Mamino. That's the halach we had before. So that I think that the whole Ramah is dealing in the case where he has a braver. There, we don't believe him, since Mitzad Adin, he doesn't have to believe him. We, or her, if she's made it. Therefore, even though he has nemonis mitzad shati and nafshit, we put him in her. We're mishanti noisa. Where mitzad hadin he's mukhi to believe her. There's no chayim rabbeinu gershim, and we don't put him in favor where he's mukhi mitzad hadin. However, let me now go back to the Tesis and the Ran in Nidorim, because basically we're trying to find out is under which circumstances and for which shittas is the Baal even allowed to be Mami? Under which circumstances does it make sense? Now again, according to Rav Moshe, I suppose we could go back to the Neid Yehuda. The Neid Yehuda is dealing with a Neid Echot. And the Seid Echot to Hishver, maybe Namon Kibay Trey, so there's a lot of belief in. But if we had only the Shvigar, Rav Moshe would say there was no Raglaim Ladova, the Shvigar has no right to go tell the husband. He can't believe her altogether. Right? And that, according to Rav Moshe, that would be the Cheshvan. So steer from that, you guys don't have. Because there we're dealing with the son-in-law. But the whole inference that you get from the Neid Yehuda is they both have a Chiyuv from Medea. It's just that he's the Baal Tshuva and she isn't. Male, I mean, the mashmois of everything is that either one of them, if the husband would be mami, would be nema. But if you go back to the Rishonim, if you go back to Tzadik Amidei, the Mishnah says, Rishonim Rahio Imrim, Sholish Noshim Yetzis, Netlis Ksuba. Etc. Then says the Mishnah, after the Mishnah Karina, she no longer has nemos. So the Ran and Thesis both ask the same question. The Mishnah was talking in the case of an Eishes Kohen, he was in Zana Ba'inis. The Vade who Muzer Aleho, Avohi Eino Muzeres Olo, Hilka Gam Dvoreho Eino Asura Boi. The first teretz of Rabbi Eliezer says that the only reason that there's no Shavya Nafsha is because she's an Ashes Kohen, and the Kohen is also a Zaino, but the Zaino isn't Mitzuha on Zaino Laitoku. She's not over at all. According to the first Eretz, an Ashes Yisrael would be a Shavya Nafsha Kohen for Yisrael, no question. Not all the Rishonim have other truths. But according to the first Teretz of Tesis, the whole Mishnah Kareno turns out to be limited to an Eishes Kohen. But I have a problem with the first Teretz of Tesis. True, Naniach, that the Easter Zayna is Chal only on the Kohen. It's not Chal on the Zayna at all. But what about Eva Lisita Mirsha? She's being Machshel him every day in the Easter Zayna on the Kohen. So I have two ways to explain the first Teretz of Tesis. The first is to take a Marshal who doesn't talk about the first Teretz of Tesis. The Marshal adds to a Teretz of Aran, which we'll come to in a moment, and says, Isha Karka Ilami. If you'll add that, then the first Teretz is saying that there's no Isser because she's not Mitzuva, and there's no Leith either because she's Karka Ilam. Which means all kinds of things, that she can't be mishtadl, she can't be maybe olo, oleo, etc., etc. But, and I have problems with the mashal. And the mashal, so much is karka ilum, there's no leaf neither. She could be mishtadlik the mishal she wanted to. It seems to me, and just our haggad, there's a new sefer, where is it? It's called Leaf Neither. A whole sefer on Lifneiver. He brings, a Kaim Shmuel, or something like that, that there is no Yisr Lifneiver when the Machshel isn't Mitzuver.
And don't confuse us by asking kashis from somebody who is metama tayy, the Gemara says lifnei iver, or Tosfos that says you teach Torah to an akum, your iver lifnei iver. Each one of those he deals with, but these sheetahs deal with. That a kohen in the Suri kohen your mitzvah on the kiddushin, this on Tumas kohen your mitzvah on the kiddushin, and the mumlam material akum is different because for the yisrael it's a mitzvah, and so that means it can't be an yisrael. The whole word is it's an yisrael, so that therefore the nodin at least neither. And he brings rishonim one way, rishonim another way in the three pages. Al kol ponim, I have a raya in the fereshes. Nazir also. Yeah, you can be Moshe to Fish Island. Oh, he's got all the kashas. He deals with them in serial order. I have a raya from this basis. Rebbe Lezer. What happened to Yisur with Neva? I'll tell you very simple. What happened to Yisur with Neva? She's not Mitzvah and Zaino Lekai, and therefore there's no Yisur with Neva. I mean, his rayas are weaker. I think this is a better raya, that there's at least one sheet in Rishonim that holds that where the makshiv is in the mitzvah, there's no yisur lif neiver. I mean, remember, he doesn't add the words karka ilam. Maybe the zoch on her too, as far as we have the words of verbal Ezra. I mean, he doesn't say anything about it. He takes it for granted that there's no yisur at all. In any event, that's the first third. Now, in the Ran, we have two other truths. In the Ran, there are two other truths. First is the Ran, yesh mishatiris. So the first sound that the Rana is saying is simply the mevatel even the kumase, and then he proceeds to say that how can they do it the kumase l'dayris, not only Rasha l'dil l'kasha. The first terrace of Iran is that after the Mishnah, for Ena she says to Neani Lok and she's not Nemon, what happened? The Shavinash Repetit of the Surah, the Shavinash disappears because Klavi Shemaya Galia, she was never an Eishes Ish. Takapino Rabbanon, Lukidushimine. So the Mele, there's no Ether altogether. Then he brings the Acherim Tirtu, the Mishnah Rishaino, Lidinikton. The Mishnah Rishaino was the Kiddush. The Takone was Mishnah Rishaino, not Mishnah Akhrein. Mishnah Akhrein is the Taradin. The Medino Vada, Inishan Amenis Lemrit, Meani Lo, Klavki Asman Mibai Lo. It was a takone of Mishnah Rishon of Abemis. She has no nemonis to mafia the shibur of about. And then they saw it was the Skalkulu Hadera. So what Sifala Milsa? These women didn't care anymore about Sifala Milsa. So they were master the Atorah Liyishna. They were Mavatul the old Rabbanon. And we say she has no Nemonis, period. Now, if you look in Tosfos also quotes the other Terutzim. And Tosfos adds, the Yesh Emri. Where are we? I'm sorry. Umi Nira. Da'af l'mishnah akreino in the meres isha t'mei anilo v'oma ha'bal shem amino da'asurolo. Now this is going further. If you had the Mishnah alone, somebody could say that the Baal after the Mishnah akreino can't say anything. The Chachomi said that she's a shakronis. And they were mevatel that his shavya nafshe, and or better, like Rav Moshe says, that what do you mean? He takes a shavya nafshe k'neged divrei Chazal. He can't do something like that. Comes along Tosfos and other Rishonim and say that even after Mishnah Reino, there is a shavya nafshe, but that Baal is ma'amino after Eloi. The Mishnah Rishonim was even without ma'amino. After Mishnah Reino, you need ma'amino. Diu shavya nafshe k'tichid Yisroel. The faces say with Raglaim Ladover. I mean, again, the Mashmoisa faces
is without a Raklayim Ladovar. He is simply saying Ma'amino, and he has Namon, and then he adds, Vafilu Taksra Bohu Yishuvatamer Bohinisoyo, even if she'll give an Amasle, and he doesn't accept it, it's also awesome. The Yeshem Ring, the Bisham Tinole, Al Shiguram Shitiyofi Shilo, that's where the whole Ramah comes from. Well, he's saying it on the side of Nemon. The Baal is Nemon because the Baal is making Shabbat and Asher Chetifa Bisurit. And Afal Pekin, the woman is Osir because he was Geirim to be Mevatla Karan Sarabin Gershim. Now, what I said before, I think, is Mamish Tesis. Tesis is saying, sure, what Nemon means. Nemon mitzad shavya nafshe. And when Ramos says ainu nemon, he means bezdas ainu nemon. Because there were no raklayim ledover. And the loshna thesis was that he was geirim to be over the tachon of Rabbeinu Gershom. If you raklayim ledover, he's not geirim anything. Bezdin was geirim, but the Shulchan Aruch was geirim. What do you want from him? But since it's only the Ma'amino, where he didn't have to be Ma'amino, then he was geirim to be Eker. So the Ramah says, yeah, we don't believe, we have to accept it. The Ramah's in the Nema means we don't buy it. Right, the thesis is, that Asurullah, he doesn't use the word Namon. If he says Ma'amino, it's Asurullah. We don't believe him that he believes her. What difference does it make? He made a Shabi Anabshah. So that after his Shabi Anabshah, he was Geirim, the Geirim of Rabbeinu Gershon, Shetayoker, and therefore, Misham Tinon Way. Now, the Marshal that I quoted before adds the words Karka Elam to the teretz of the Ran who says that she is Meshubet to him. She Meshubet is loy, Vikarka Elam. I don't know what you need the words Vikarka Elam. To me, it doesn't help very much. I have problems with regard to the Shibud and the Shavi Anapsha. Anyways, we'll see in a second. And what adding Karka Elam helps, I'm not entirely certain. But let me deal with the teretz of Meshubed Labaylo. It's clear that all of the reasons that we have in Tesis certainly don't apply to the Baal. Whatever we found here with regard to the woman and the Mishnah Achreino don't apply to the Baal, Bizman Hazeh. Bizman Hazeh, if the Baal says that he is Ma'amino, what are you going to say? As far as the Baal is concerned, it's true. After the Chayim of Rabbeinu Gershom, the Baal is Meshubid to the wife, is Meshubid Shaloi Lagarsho. Now, does that Shibud Shaloi Lagarsho, does that prevent him from believing her? The Ran in the Ran's first Teretz tells us that that is enough to prevent us from believing the woman after the Chayim of Rabbeinu Gershom. Is that enough to prevent us from believing I would understand. That's according to this Lashon of the Ran. In this Lashon of the Ran, anyone who is Meshubid can't make a Shavya Anafshe. Therefore, after the Chayim of Rabbeinu Gershom, he's Meshubet to her. So there is no Nemones of Shavya Anafshe. And therefore, according to that Lashon of the Ran, he has no Nemones at all. So because what do you mean? He's coming and saying, Mayasa Ben Shalayechete, there's no din of Shavya Anafshe Kahigavna. Why? We'll see in a moment. But there's no din of Shavya Anafshe wherever there is a Shibu to the second party. Now, it may be, why do the other Rishonim disagree with this Teretz of Iran? What's the machloikis with regard to Shavya Nafshe? Is the machloikis with Shavya Nafshe to be Eker Shibud, Shavya Nafshe can't be Eker Shibud? It may be that the other Teretz disagrees with this Teretz of Iran only because there is an Ansade. Of course, Shavya Nafshe can't be Eker Shibud, for whatever it's worth. Only the other terrorist disagrees and says, Ksifa la Milsa, no woman says these things. If a woman says these things, then it must be true. So a non-sadi that it's emes. If a non-sadi that it's emes, then she's also to him. And it has nothing to do with the Shavi Anafsha, which is Eikra Shiva. The Shavi Anafsha can't be Eikra Shiva. The ones who disagree with this Paris of Iran disagree because they say in the case of the woman, Sifala Milsa, that alone is a non-sadi. The Mishnah Rishon we see was a non-sadi. So they had to look for other reasons, which means then that this Paris of Iran is then Muskan Mekoil. It's not just one teretz in the Ran. Applying it to the Baal, everybody would hold that a non-sad, that there's no Shavi Anashe can be Makia, somebody else's Shivu. Which would then mean that the Yesh Emrim that the Ran book, what is the Shem? Yesh Emrim isn't the Yesh Emrim anymore. As far as you apply it to the Baal after the Cherim Drabbein Gershem, the Svar is a Svar that may be Muska Mikul. How can you ignore it? I know they did ignore it. But somebody wants to go Paskin to Negev and the Yehuda to find a way that the Eid Echo shouldn't have to go tell the Baal, then if you take this Teretz of Iran and explain why the other Rishonim give other truths and why they disagree, and say that they disagree only in the case of a woman because of the Anan Sate, which creates a new status as far as business is concerned. Mashenkin, as far as the Baal, nobody would disagree. Therefore, maybe it's a halacha psuka. Somebody could easily come and say that this Svara is a halacha psuka, and therefore, no Eid Echo should have nemons. The Baal should never have nemons to create a Shavya Nafshe in order to be Maftia, the Shibra, the Isha, at least when the Isha is Makish. Now, there are just two things wrong with that. The first thing is a good spark. One thing wrong with it is Rabbi Kivager. Rabbi Kivager says, now there are many Afrinim who say the opposite, so it doesn't bother me too much. But Rabbi Kivager says that the Cherem Rabbein Gershon doesn't create a Shiva. He says exactly the reverse of what I'm saying, that the Svar of Iran doesn't apply Bizmanenu to the Baal, because even according to that sheet, the woman can't say Shavi Anashi, not hear the Baal Shivu. But the Cherem Rabbein Gershon doesn't create a Shivu. The Cherem Rabbein Gershon doesn't prevent him from being Megarisher. It just says, if you are a Megarish, then we put you in Cherem. But it doesn't generate a Shivu to the Isha. It's like a read the Rovitzaleh. So that obviously, going to figure the source and the story, but there are a whole list of Afrenim who say that the Cherem Rabbein Tam generates a Shivu. If it generates a Shivu, then we're back with this Teretz, which would then make the Yeshem Ramor the Ikir Lahalokhe. However, let's go back to the Teretz of Thesis. What's the machlokes between this Loshon and the others? One way was to say the others disagree because true, Shavi Anafshe can't be Mafkiya Shivu. And here they say, even though it can't be Mafkiya Shivu, but the Nan Sadeh tells me she's also, so it makes no difference. We have enough to answer her without the Anan Sadeh, without the Shavi Anafshe Tasseh. The Shar HaMelech says that this, the machlokes, the Shar HaMelech in effect says that this Teretz of Thesis goes only in accordance with one of the two pshotim in Shavi Anafshe Ketiv Yisur. There's a Machloikis Achronim, the Marit, the Tzois, with regard to what is Shavi Anafshe Ketiv Yisur. Whether Shavi Anafshe Ketiv Yisur is within Eder or it's within Nemonis. The Shar HaMelech after Kashi. Hari Aran Kos, Abbasugit Me'ani Loch, the Medina in the Menes, Kinishim Nereshavis Lobal, in the Menes Lof Kishim Nerebal. So we see that since she's not Nemenes, Lagabi, the Baal, she has no Nemenes for herself either. Right? Asks the Marit, or to Mishum, in effect, that's what the Ran is saying. Since she can't be Makiyah, she would abow, so we ignore her Shavi Anafshe for herself also. She says it's also for her. Well, who cares about the Baal Shibut? If it's also, it's also. If Prophet Shemaya Gali, it's also, then there's no Shibut to the Baal anymore. Only since Lagabi the Baal, she has no Namonis, she has no Namonis for herself. As to Marie, or to Mishum da Gido Gabe da Habal, Lashaya Shavi Anafshe Tichri Surit. If she would answer her Tashmish Ba'ano on the Baal, she could be Mafkiya the Shibu. So, if she says, that Atmei Anilach, she in effect is saying, Kayim Hanos Tashmishulai, if it's Mitan Nether. She's created a Nether. What difference is it making? You create with a Nether, you're not here to Shibu. The Char HaMelech says that the Marit, in asking this kasha, understood that Shavi and Apsher was Midin Neder. I mean, the obvious point then would be that if you hold that Midin Namonis, it's a Xeris HaKosev of Kihuzeh, then the Torah gave you Namonis only was Negei, you yourself. When it's Nigeya being Matiya, somebody else's Shivud, for that you have no Namonis. He was there as only as Nigeya you. If it's Nigeya anybody else, then the Torah was in the battle, the Haggadah, totally and completely. You have no, there's no Talkin in Namonis, because it can't be. If we Talkin in Namonis, we believe you got from you, then it's Mail also for the other person. And since we can't believe for the other person, we have to in the battle Namonis, we got for yourself as well. That seems to be the Shar HaMelech and the Shoyal Meshiv. Says the Shoyal Meshiv, near the Eshmokim Lakali, the Bemokim Boy Shnei Eidim, maybe the Varera for the Boy Shnei Eshonim, the Boy Shnaim, the main Eidim, Boy Osra Tay became a Mele, Loy Shayev Shav, Yanachtik, the Koshim Bellis, Lacherim, in Cain, in the Menes, the Koshim in the Menes, Afim named them as Dover Loy Neseris, Koshim Shnei Eidim. Loi shayich in machil lot and dover also loi. The koshin in the menes in Cain ain't can aidin v'loi neseres. Without, he goes even further and says that unless there are two aidim, it's a dover shebervo, and there can't be any namonis at all. We'll come back to that part of the Shoyal Meshiv later. But basically, this then would mean that the svara of the Ran is totally in the machloikis, in effect, the marit and the ktois, with regard to what is the mocker of Shavi and Asher, which then would mean that we have, in effect, the machloikis achareinu, the machloikis adina, with regard to what is the basis of Shavi and Asher, with regard to whether the Shavi and Asher of the Baal, on the basis of the fact he's miming the aid or her, whether that would be enough, not her, just the aid, because if she's made it different. We would then have this fundamental machlokes with regard to whether the Baal can believe the Haggadah of the Eid Echod in order to machia the Shibud of the wife. Okay, so according to that Shita, Lechura, the Eid Echod shouldn't have any namonis. So for them, there would be no reason to tell the husbands. So now I'm going to engage in just a tier of Shitas. First of all, I have what is a clear shita in the Ran, whatever the pshat is. The Ran says there's no shat yanashid nafkia eshivut, with a svara to say that maybe insofar the Baal is concerned, everybody is moedah. Then I have the achrenim who say the shat yanashid is midin nemones or midin neder, and if it's midin nemones, then there is no way in the world that there can be a Shavi and Ash, not Kiyad Shibu. Now, together, we already have Kosh Vishitas that say that he can't believe the Eid effort. Now, if we want to be Mitzarev just a few more Shitas, I can be Mitzarev two Shitas in Achrayim. One other sheet I have is the Chidoh, the Chaim Shoh. The Chidoh ignores the Ramot totally and completely, but you can't ignore the Ramot. The Shaila in the Chidoh was a case of Einishrosh is in Seishtay. Bein Eidim B'davar. Somebody was Ma'anis, the Psuva. V'loi Si Elisha. V'yuchal V'shalcha. And now it was Inso. We say, Shavi Anashif, Yichid Yisura, V'nemon Lo Yisrolo. V'yloi, Kivin Osa, V'yuchal V'shalcha, V'yalei. Does he have no monis under those circumstances? Now, this is to him. He saw it, right? So, he Klavishmaya Galya, he knows that she's also there. He knows this is what he calls the Klavishmaya Galya, he knows that she became also to him. The whole Chaim Shoal goes back and forth with the Shibud that the Oynes has to his wife.
because of Luyuchal Lishalacha, that he's Meshuvah to her. Hare Meshum, the Meshubedes Loy, and the men, it's Loy Menshav, Meshkech Yisuri, quote Farah. Benid on the Donami, Meshubed Lo, Minatir Vasev Loisatze. I submit to you two things. First of all, that he disagrees with Rav Kivager and says that the Chayim Rabbeinu Gershon creates a Shivud. If Leuchal Shalcho creates a Shivud, then the Chayim Rabbeinu Gershon can also create a Shivud. Otherwise, say this isn't a Shivud. Revider of it's Allah. Yeah, what kind of Shivud we have? We have Isurim, not Shivud. He says the Isur generates a Shivud. No? If Isur Leuchal Shalcho generates a Shivud, so Chayim Rabbeinu Gershon generates a Shivud. Moreover, he says, that wherever he is Mishubid, then he has no Shavya Nafshe. There is no Shavya Nafshe. The parish of Shavya Nafshe doesn't exist. No, and if the Chayim Rabbeinu Gershon, so he's a Svart. He wasn't dealing with the Chayim Rabbeinu Gershon, the Makarish Balkova. He was dealing only with an Oinus. But if we have the Ramah, it seems to me that we have a Chaim Shual who is Mafriya according to the Ran, which is the Yeshem. Remember the Ramah? I have another sheet that says that wherever there is a Shibu, the Shavya Nafshe doesn't exist. There's no Zerzak also of Shavya Nafshe when there's a Shibu. In addition to that, I think that there is another one of the Gedolei Acharonim who doesn't paskin according to the last Yesh Oimrim or Yesh Chilkin with the Rambam. I mean, the only one who I see clearly paskins that way so far is Nevi Yehuda. The argument is absolutely, because he doesn't even talk about it. He seems to rely on the Yesh Chilkin as a double foreshoot. The Bnei Ahuva, Rabbi Yonis and Eibshitz, and the Bnei Ahuva on the Rambam. The Rabbi Yonis and Eibshitz, if I can find and quote it quickly enough, says as follows. He says that when there is an Eid Echod, he takes it for granted that wherever he is a Shavi and Nafshe, real Shavi and Nafshe, there can't be a parent. Says he, Le'evin Ma'us Acherin, Ma'yas, only has to believe in Eichfoy. Says he, Mikol Mokoyin, Mikol Mokoyin, where is it? Someplace he says that Toli Kati Rois Enei Habez. And maybe to be menad al tnai. So what does he say to Nehuva? That he can't make a Shav Yibin Nafshe unless he has a Yidiyah Bura that Rosh is in. So otherwise he can't be Makia the Shibud after the Chayim Rabbeinu Gershon. That sounds to me as if he really saying they have Bezdin like the Yeshem Rim of the Ramah. If there'll be ADQ or Birak Laim Ladova or whatever, then Mitzad HaDin he'll be Mechuyiv LeGarshon. But otherwise, if Bezdin suspects that he's just making it up, they can say that he doesn't have namor to be machpia her shibu, as something which he has no knowledge himself. La kol kamina to be mevatul lechayim darbeinu gershon. Right. So we have another shita that says that, but as far as the Eid Echud is concerned, it's far from a dover borur that the husband will be able to be machia, even if he'll tell Bezdin that he believes the Eid. Now that's just a list of shitas. None of no, that's the next slide. It works only with Eid Echud. When she says that she was Mizane, there's no Shibud. What kind of Shibud is there? She says, I don't want to get. So what? The Shibud, she was Nafkia. Lefid Vareha, she's mechuyev to accept the get. If she says that she was mezaneh, unless you're going to pull Ramesh out. If you pull Ramesh out, then when she says she's mezaneh, it's kilu, she wouldn't say anything. Right? So then again, see whether she wasn't even machia that she was rabbinic get. She says, she'll say, you know, I was mezaneh, but I don't want to get. Right? So according to me, take Ramesh and put it, plug him into this. When she says I was mezaneh, it's nothing. She says she doesn't want to get, but we understand. So it remains the chayim to rabbinic get. If you have Ramesh, it'll apply even if she's made it. So from Ramesh, she'll have a kula gedela. But what I'm saying. What?
Is the
Rambo
even working within her
rule? The Rambo is, because she said she was in so. So Rav Moshe has problems with that Rambo. And I said that it was only when he is Naimino without Raglaim Ladover. With Raglaim Ladover, I said there's no Chayim Rabbi Negershon. Rav Moshe says there's Chayim Rabbi Negershon.
Right. And he can't. So I'm saying, where she?
That's the middle sheikha. Even when she says. Even when she says. Apparently.
Even, well, here it says the Dibbe A.
I'm sorry. Of course. It has to be only. The creating of Mishamish Imo, Afal Pish Eim Shemami Ladivere A. Me Achashisha Eino Meide. Oi, Omrot, Me Anilof, Nosna Masavarela. But she's Eimi Bidibur and says, Me Anilof. So according to Rav Moshe, it has to do with a reglaim ladova. Because without reglaim ladova, you don't have to listen to her. whatever she says is nothing. Right?
So, Moshe, you know, Someone can't say, I was into, but I don't want to get divorced.
Why can't she? She can say whatever she wants. She wants, what are we going to do?
No, I'm saying that's not a fair benediction.
I think not. Rav Moshe says yes. And again, Rav Moshe Lishitosa, he doesn't say it. It's logical. According to Mishnah Koran, you said to me, Ani Loch, so you're saying you don't want the get, but we don't believe you. You really want, you want get and money and everything else. But we can't believe you, so Rav Moshe would say, right? So, the get Bal Korcho, you can't give her the get. Right? She'll say, yes, me, Ani Loch, give me $100,000, and then I'll take the get. Without that, I don't want the get, right? So, according to Rav Moshe, to me, Ani Loch, we don't believe. She said to me, Ani Loch, that was to be Messiah at the time of $100,000. Yeah, she wants to do anything to get the $100,000. Not the basher. She wants the money, and she'll do anything to get it, even lie. So that her words, Tamei Ani Loch, we ignore. But the way I'm saying, on Tamei Ani Loch, she's meichel l'shiva of Rabbi Negershon. L'dvoreho, there is no shiva. There's no chavi shmaya. She's also happen to be a chayim of Rabbi Negershon. So everything that I'm saying applies with the to the eight effort. Not when
Oh.
But even according to me, if it's not Ma'amino Kibetre, and it's not Ma'amino at all, she says to me, and you look after Mishnah Rehman.
So what about the Yehuda?
Or do you think only if it's not? Then
she says, I don't know, maybe
we'll
do, maybe
we won't.
I don't know. But
all right, so again, she'll come, and it depends who's asking and how they're asking.
Okay,
she will come to the Rav and tell the Rav, I was mezaneh, so I have to go convince my husband. So I think the Rav has to answer her, right, without Rav Moshe, that if you were really mezaneh, I can't believe you. I can't believe you were mezaneh. Why should I believe you? But if you were really mezaneh, then you have a chiyus to convince your husband that you were mezaneh, that he should believe you even after the Mishnah Chorin. Why not? Chabi Shmaya, Galia, you're also. You may not be able to be maskiya the shibud, but klapi shmaya galya, you're obligated to. Therefore, you should go convince him if you can. The eight echod, I have more tziruf in that. The eight echod doesn't have to go, but doesn't won't believe, etc., etc. He can't believe, even if he wants, what's he going to accomplish? But the woman herself, if he'll be mamino, even after Mishnah Kreina, if she can succeed in convincing him, right, that's how it comes out. If that's how it comes out, according to Rav Moshe,
You have a Kula Gedela. According to Reb Moshe, after Mishnah Achreina, and there was no, she knows there was no Raglayim Ladover. She knows that if he would go, the Baal would go to Reb Moshe, he would say that whatever she tells you is Petume Mili Bealma, it's Kenegas Chazal, you're not allowed to believe her. She's lying, so therefore she's going to tell him. She has nothing to tell. If it won't help, there's nothing to tell. According to Reb Moshe, it's a Kula Gedela. The woman herself, if there's no Raglayim Ladover, has no basis to tell the husband. Alright? So let me go one step further. One other little thing to add to this, which I have not yet worked out entirely because I didn't go looking. But if you go to the Neidah Yehuda, the Neidah Yehuda's whole long arichis is with regard to Godel Kovod Abris. So he begins with a machlekes, the Rambam and the Rosh, what's called Shev Al Tasa. Meitziklayim bebigdoi or bebege chaveroi. Meitziklayim bebigdoi, says the Rosh. The Rosh of the Girsa, Meitziklayim bebigdoi. He has to be patient, but not in bege chaveroi. Because for Beged Chaveira, it's a Sheval Tasa. The Rambam says, must you find the Beged, even Beged Chaveira. And that turns out to be a Machloikis, the Rambam and the Rambo. So here, the Chaveira is the Kumbase, but as far as me, I'm concerned, it's a Sheval Tasa. So that first start, so there alone you have Machloikis restraining, it would seem. You can be Mitzarev that to all the fakers of not having to tell the husband. Except he himself then goes back and forth with each one of the sheepes. He says that that in this case, according to the sheepes Atesis, even if it's a kumvase, but Atesis says that the Yitzhak knows here, the Nozir can be metamed to a mes mitzvah because of kumvase, even though it's a kumvase, says he, because it's yeshnoi b'she'elo. So if he can be Mimana Shliach and be Mavatul the Shliach with Gerushin, Shaloi Bifnei HaShliach, Natino Rabbon with Kedushin Minei, so Kedushin are also Yeshnon B'She'elo, so that even the Kum V'Asei would be okay. He wants to be Mitzarev that also at one point. And then he's Matzka that because he says that it's not true that the Isha Saita Labailo is an Isra Chomor, so it makes no difference with the Sheval Tasa, because it asers the Tzor also, back and forth. Then he says, even according to the Shita Sarosh, that everything depends upon whether I'm the Sheval Tasa or I'm not the Sheval Tasa. He has another Rosh who says that Godel Kovod Abrish, there is a mitzvah, Veloisase Shoachas. And here it's not Shoachas. Libi Aimerli, that if you look carefully and hard enough, you'll find Rishonim who will leave out the word Shoachas. That's all that you need. And if Rishonim leave out the word Shoachas, you'll have all the Rishonim that will say that this is also a Sheval Tasa as far as the Eid Echad is concerned. If you'll have Rishonim who are mighty for Halacha without the word Shoachas, that God will call that Briish, even if it's not Shoachas, so you have other Rishonim to add to tell you that you're not Mechuyu. Mela, I just suggest, I haven't gone to look for the Rishonim. You know, if you add, then you'll have another list to add them all up. If you go beyond this to Achreinim, I said before that in addition to the Neged Yehuda, there's the Chem Deshleime and the Rom Tiktin, who's quoted in the Chem Deshleime, who all say that you're mechuyev to go tell the woman. However, what if the Eid Echot isn't Nemon Kibay Trey? If the Eid Echot isn't Nemon Kibay Trey, then at least the Mashmois of the Chuv Yud Ches and the Chem Deshleime is that the Eid Echot has nothing to talk about. I'm a total stranger to the husband. Why should you believe me? I'm not Nemon to Kibay Trey till now. Mehechatesa, you should believe me. He seems to think that I'm a Chuyiv only if I was Nemon Kibay Trey until now. But if I wasn't Nemon Kibay Trey, and I'm a Chuyiv, maybe he'll believe me. Now, the Navy Yehuda seems to say I have to be Mishtadel. But the Navy was saying because he was the Avarian, he is the Baal Tshuva, and he has to ask Mechil of the husband because he was Geirim the Yisra in the first place. and he brings the Gemara in Samach Vav in Kiddushin. The Gemara in Samach Vav in Kiddushin, I'm not sure about altogether. I don't think the Chavos Shleim is sure about it either. The Gemara in Kiddushin, the Shliach, was he Nemun Kebetrei or wasn't Nemun Kebetrei? Look, Shmuel goes and tells him, E Mehemos Kebetrei Zil Atke. Maybe the Shliach knew he was Nemun Kebetrei. Or he didn't know he had to be Nemun Kebetrei when he went to tell him. If he didn't know the halacha, then of course he went to tell him. Now after Shmuel's halacha, he wouldn't have said unless he knew that he was Nemun Kebetrei. I'll come back to this point a little bit later. So that in the Chavos Shleim, I have this little peek book about an age who's not Nemun Kebetrei. What happened there was that, this Avrom Tiktiv said that since the Shliach may not be Nemun, so therefore you should write to the woman and let the woman go tell the husband, not him. The woman, his wife, Mamina, him who believed Kebetrei. That's where I had the Raya negative Kevader. And the Chavos Shleim himself writes back that the husband certainly shouldn't ask, if he's not Nemun Kebetrei, the husband shouldn't ask the wife, why should he go be Mevayisher? If he doesn't believe the aid, and the aid is Nemun Kebetrei, he has no right to be Mevayisher by asking her even. It's a modern thing that he asks. He says the husband shouldn't even ask the wife. She would have Nemun Kebetrei if he might. But if the aid is Nemun Kebetrei, it's not even a raglayim l'dover that he should go ask the woman whether she was Mizana. That's all the Chavos Shleim. What? Sorry? The husband. The husband should. The Baal should write to the wife. Yeah, she doesn't know she's also Labailo. She didn't do anything. He should not give her Musa. You should tell her you're also Labailo and go tell the husband. And this is the next tshuva, the Chavos Shleim says that if the aid isn't Nemun, it has nothing to do with that point. He says that the aid isn't Nemun, then the husband shouldn't ask the wife either. Anyway, I have the impression that the Svardish Afrenim were Machriya Keneged the Noida Behuda. Why do I have that impression? Because the Chidot part of it. That's only a little part. The Yachil Avdei, who agrees with the Noida Behuda, quotes a tshuvas Shmuel, without a simon, I don't know where it is or what it is, who is Machriya Keneged the Noida Behuda for reasons that are unclear, and the Stechemet. The Stechemet also seems to quote people who say that you have to tell the husband doesn't know, you have to please the media, etc., etc. And he says that they must all be relying on the Rav Paulin. He is the one source that I have that's explicit. The Rav Paulin, that's the one-page tshuva, is Machriya Keneged the Noida Behuda for reasons I don't know. I'll give you the two reasons. He quotes Hagoy Noida Behuda and says Noida Behuda is not dispositive for other cases. Why? You don't see him being Baal. In a Baal Yishtei B'chono. Ulai in a Baal Yishtei Klal. Mach Masi Basacherish Yishtei Yochel Yivoel. V'gam Oidi Kesofik Acher Ulai Migal Loi Loyamin Loi V'loyoyo. You can ask Yishtei B'chono. Svek Svek. Maybe he's not Baal Yishtei altogether. And maybe he won't believe you. So Svek Svek Lehetere. I mean, it's a beautiful sex fake. They're living together enough to make a cheskas HSH. It would be cycle for this chazoke. But, you know, they're living together, no? Ish ben Iris. And he's turning into a sex fake. Maybe he's not being boiled. That's his first time. The second time is this Shayul Meshiv. The Shayul Meshiv who says, is it the Shoyal Meshiv? One second. Yes. Yeah, in the end he quotes the Shoyal Meshiv. Oysom HaTzivrin. Dimzinze, he also quotes the Chidor, among other things. But, you know, that's one Yeshayim in the Ramah. I think it's a Sniff Gobel. If the rest would be good, that would be a Sniff Gobel. No question. Yes, yes. And then the end, what he adds, is the Shoyal Meshi, Mikoyach Oysama Savrin Dimzinze Shaloy Beidim Einon Aferis. In effect, what's he saying in the Shoyal Meshiv? That since there's no din of Shavi and Asher, and there's a Dover Sheber, or in Dover Sheber, focus Mishnayim, Loines, recall Shin Shneidin, Bedover, Loishachim, Akin Dover, Osloy, the call Shin on Menes, in Cain, Enkan Edim, Veloines, which is a Chidish goal. I mean, it's one thing to say in terms of Nemonis. Here he's saying that Klapi Shmaya Galya! If ain't Dover Sheber, or Pachus Mishnayim, there's no Easter at all. He's learning Pshat in the Shoyal Meshiv that way. Alright, Naniach, the Shoyal Meshiv meant, I don't want to ding Zach to say the Shoyal Meshiv never meant it, but he seems, it's in the words of the Shoyal Meshiv, Yesh Mokubab in Lachle. But he's saying that once there's a din of ain't Dover Sheber, or Pachus Mishnayim, so Nimele, Kapi Shemaya Galia, there's no din of an Eidech, but altogether, Shavi and Arshis is Mitzar of all of that. And in effect, he says that there's no reason to believe the Eid Echot. Now, I said before that I wanted to talk about the therapist, what the therapist is in the Mechuyiv, etc. The Etzem Halacha, even if we assume that an Eid Echot is Mechuyiv to be Megala, Eid Echot Shorosh is in so, because this is an Eid Echot not on a Maisish Ovar, but La Prusha Misurah, so there's no Loshon Hara. But Lechura, that should be only the Eid Horoya, nobody else. Now, I have to discuss this from two angles. First of all, the Native Yehuda himself says, and that's the other part of the Native Yehuda, he says that the Boyel should go tell the Shver. And what if the Shver doesn't want, should he touch the Bezdin go tell the Shver? So he says there's no point, he won't believe the Bezdin, so the Bezdin doesn't have to tell the Shver. And he b'teich advarim, he says, but there wouldn't be any yisur for the Bezdin to tell the Shver. Because look, Mar Shmuel went to tell the Shver. You know, the Sumer. Mar Shmuel went to tell the Sumer, even though Mar Shmuel didn't know anything. He knew it only from the Shliach. How do I know it was Mar Shmuel? Because the Loshon Gemara was Ishtei Zinsa, and then they called this guy back, and Mar Shmuel told him that if he's Nemuka Betray, go tell him. The Tashtus, I don't read the Gemara that way. And the Pemdas, Shmuel also has a discussion on the Gemara, and I don't have a Dover Bor. If you take the Gemara, you have to see the Loshon of the Gemara. Where I brought the Gemara here. Where's the Gemara? The Gemara is from Samach Rov. The Gemara is Samach Rov. The Gemara says as follows. Different roads. Now the shliach is shown up. Omar, Ishtei Zinso. Who did he tell it to? We don't know. We don't know. It's not clear. Ishtei Zinso, the Loshon Noichach. Loshon Nistar, third person. Ishtei Zinso. Maybe he was teasing, you know, the Sumer wasn't, that he wasn't Amoritz. Maybe he was speaking to him in the third person. How do I know? But alright, so maybe he says it was Ishtei Zinso, so he was telling it not to the Sumer, but to Mar Shmuel. Also, Lakami the Mar Shmuel. Who's also Lakami the Mar Shmuel? The Sumer came to Mar Shmuel. Omerla, Imam Lovzil Asko. It wouldn't be so cruel to say the Gemara Ishtei Zinso, he told it to the Sumer, and the Sumer came to ask Mar Shmuel. It wouldn't be krum in the Gemara at all. I don't have a clear, I have a lotion a little bit to mashma that he just said, Ishtei Zinso. Who he told it to Mar Shmuel? Why did he tell it to Mar Shmuel? Why didn't he tell it to the Sumer right away? What's he going to Mar Shmuel first? The whole point in the Nedav Yehuda is if they won't believe the Eid Echad, should the Bezdin try to convince him if the Bezdin believes the Eid Echad? But why first to go to the Bezdin? That doesn't make sense. First he should have gone to the Sumer. Why does he go to Mar Shmuel first? I don't understand. Even the way the Nedav Yehuda learns, why did he go to Shmuel first? Why didn't he go to the Summa first? Beyond that, why, forget about that shaila. Why should the Beis Din believe the Eid Echad? If the Baal believes the Eid Echad, we have a Shabbat and Ashi. He's now Munkah Beitrei in everything, so maybe he's pleased to believe him. What, to the Beis Din, he's now Munkah Beitrei. Never taste of the Beis Din should be now Munkah Beitrei. And this then deals with a therapist also. Where the therapist is like the Beis Din. I mean, he can't be better than the Beis Din. Maybe he's worse. But he's a third party. How can the therapist believe the Baal, or who says Ishta is in Samaeli, believes the Ishta? I don't know. According to Rav Moshe, he shouldn't believe the Ishta altogether. He's believing the Neger Chazal. I'm pleased to believe altogether. Mehecha Teitz is a third party. But I'm bothered even more. The Gemara in Samach Vov is the Gemara, whether I'm right or wrong, or whether there's no way of determining what's shot in the Gemara. I have a problem with a shtikel chofetz chayim. That's not Ebenezer, but it's also there. Chofetz chayim, klal yud. This is klal yud sif aleph. Im achero l'odom shos avlo chaveris, shen shagos le oshke zikai. Bein im anig sof anisik yedim yisei lo, ishe bishu tira, etc. Atil ro dobes, ev yichid yochol asapra advarim l'bnei odom. Kidei shi yazo lash osh san sham lo. V'liv ne samatsim v'rim t'ya bris. Ach yizoyer. Now, he's already a heter for Lashon Hara, so there comes seven tnoyim. Under seven, if all seven conditions are present, then you can go tell Yena, he stole from me. Elohim, Aleph, Sheyire Zahadovar Ba'atmoy, Veloyai Vishmiya Me'acherim, Im Loish Nizbar Achakach Shadovar Emes. Now, if you take that literally, then it means that I can't tell, and even for a teyelis, I can't tell of somebody's avla unless I'm an adriat. I saw Ishta Zinsa.
You're saying, your wife said that she was
inside. Wait a minute. But the Rama, he says it's not enough. Aleph says...
He's saying exactly what happened. You're not allowed to say something.
I want to deal with you know, the woman said, I was Mazana, right? Right? So now, what am I going to do? I'm going to tell the Baal, your wife said she was Mazana. The first night he says, I'm not allowed to tell unless I saw it myself. If I take him literally, we'll soon see. But he says in Aleph, I can say these things only if I saw it by myself.
You're saying she was
Mazana. By telling the wife that your wife says she was Mazana is nothing. I have to make you believe that she was Mazana. Or believe her that she was Mazana. But for me, it's at least twice the Lashon Hara for me. I didn't see the Maisa. I heard it from her, so what? Hearing from her is also Lashon Hara. It's Lashon Hara about her. How can I repeat what she said about herself if I didn't see it? A person ain't on Mesa Matsumarosha. She has no Nemonis Lagabi me. Right? I can't believe her that she was Mazana. Fine. So on the bottom, there's a note. It's note A. Says the halal shmein l'rak lochush v'imkain ech yel fi safuzer l'acherim b'der b'geder vaday. Then he says v'ein l'hakshis alzem me'arash b'am d'vav abatzer. Ma dom ifnei gimol shema. That's the mechov of Gazlanusa. Mash midvav. So one shot the Rashbam says that has to be ifnei gimol, not ifnei beis. That's the nisam d'achit losa because ifnei beis is nisar of lashon hara. And Rashbam says it can't be. There's no nisar of lashon hara to go say that somebody is in your field as a gazlan because of the teyelis. Essentially, what the Mishnah Berurah himself said. The only problem is that the people are going to tell the person that there was an Irur, so that you can use Dor Bishtore, didn't hear it themselves, and they don't know anything themselves. All they heard is that somebody said that there's a Gazlan in the field, and they're going and repeating to other people there was a Gazlan in the field. It says, Ein Lahakshis, Adas Kneged His Tanayo Aleph. His Tanayo Aleph is that you can repeat these things only if you saw yourself, not what you heard from others. Ein Lahakshis, Meiran Shabam. The Mashmid, Vorim Safar, Havir, Mashisham, Yen, Lashu, Kenan, Rapun, Shumat, Sistab, Gaz, Nus, Nenzi, Bakal, Lish, Nabishit. Mishum, Shiyuch, Lutznach, Lipsaif, Tevel, Masi. Ayidei says she's a story. Ach sheyoch aliyah shekol etzmin hu sheker. Shoy omar olov me'olam shu gazma. In kain hokinami in kavanosis mamzet yelsel nida mayei oser. Right? Spirit is plow. See, he makes a chiluk. The yesh lachale the holtz meinoi mistam shu marzik so dayu shaploini begaz lanuso. Oy shaploini hamaarir omar alikeya zeshu gazlan. He's not repeating the fact that the machzik is a gazlan, or that the bailin, the mori kama said you're a gazlan. Rak shu misafir mashishunishma shu omar ploini olog shu machzik so dayu begazlan uso. He's repeating the koil. They say that he said, and that's true. I heard that they say that he said. Loy came bin yonein shasmash shom mitzil dvar avolachir mesapakar samolov shuish gazlo, which is I think what you meant before. I can't go say your wife was nizana, but I can say your wife said she was nizana. Okay. The kikmufoy came said bavariyosa vaydahosom hati elis mitzuyi yisem mehochet mishum shove etover loznov yizor b'shtoroi. There it's okay because the Teyelis is Motsui. But here the Teyelis isn't so Motsui if I go tell from somebody else. So Ishtacho Zinso, you'll have to say that the Teyelis is Mavur. Otherwise, how would it be Mutter? I'm telling you only because I'm sure I can convince you, or that she will convince you, the Teyelis is Mavur, that you should be perish from her. Either way, Laniyas Daiti the Chofetz Chaim should quote the Gemara of Samach Vov and said, Horaye, that in some circumstances you don't have to hear it yourself, because here we have Mar Shmuel. Who's Mar Shmuel? He didn't hear it he wasn't the Adria. He heard it only from the Shliach. And he's repeating from the Shliach, Ishtecho Zinso, the way Noidi Behuda learned the Gemara at least. It's the way Noidi Behuda learned the Gemara, so we have Halach and Nilchus Lashon Hara, that even though I didn't hear it myself, I'm allowed to go repeat it. What the conditions are, the reasons, okay, so we figured it out. I would have been happy if the Chofetz Chaim would have told it to me, I shouldn't have to figure it out. How do I know I'm right? If he would have said it would be clear. So, but clearly, according to the Nei Yehuda, this sugi is negay. Hilchos Lashon Hara, that Ishta, I'm allowed to go repeat this under these circumstances, either because I'm saying it's Tam in the name of the person who said, or because the Teyeles is Mitsuya. However, if we go back to the therapist, again, I don't know, and I don't the therapist, what's he supposed to do? Lakura, if he hears from the wife, and he's not going to tell the husband that the wife said she was Nizan and you should believe him, this seems to me to be Mamish Lachem Dishlein. Yeah, well, what's the right that your name on the husband could betray? Maybe, according to the Nei Yehuda, there would be some mocking for to try to convince the husband. The Chendish Lema, to that extent, I think, if there's a Machloikis, then it's Haile. If not, he's saying that the Nei Yehuda never said it to Haigavna. Mechates that he should go tell the husband. If the husband is an Eino Ma'amino, and according to Rav Moshe, there's no way that he can be a Ma'amino without a Reclining with Dover, so what's he supposed to do? I mean, Lechura, I don't know how the therapy works, but yeah, I don't know why he can't enter into a charade and say, you're an Eidam Amino, but you have to play games. For purposes of the therapy, you have to pretend to believe. You know, the therapy works only on the smach that you have to pretend, so pretend. But Lemaisi, you can't really believe because it's either connected to Mishnah and Shaina, or you don't believe Kibetrei sufficiently to answer, and therefore you're not Mechuyev to believe. Either way, it's just a little paplunter. But, you know, it would seem to me that if somebody were to careful, I mean, I think I made a list.
If you make a list of all the shitas, you have what I think are a number of shitas in the Rishonim. One teretz of the Ran, which may or may not be muskim mekoil. You've got one shita in the Ramah, and you have a machlokes tektzeis and a maharit. And in addition to that, you have a Rav Olim and a Chidor, all of whom say that the Eid Echor doesn't have to tell the Baal at all. The only problem is with regard to the woman herself, where the woman herself has to tell the husband. That's much more difficult. The woman herself, whether she has to tell the husband or not, L'chura, it should be totally in whether she thinks, according to the Chem D'Shleimah. Without the Chem D'Shleimah, I have difficulties. According to the Chem D'Shleimah, if she doesn't think that he will believe her kibetrei, or according to her Moshe, if there is no reklayim ledovar, she's not mechuyif to tell. If there is a reklayim ledovar, and he believes that she will believe her kibetrei, then l'chura is an eitzah bein tum, so that I don't have any eitzah. Even the Rav Tolim isn't going, you know, all these svaras don't apply with the ish himself, herself, who wants to tell the husband, oh, that is for the Eid Echor. The Isha herself, you're missing all of his vexfakes, etc. The only thing that you have for the woman herself is that she doesn't have a shavya nashach tichet isur to mafkei yishibud, but if he is ma'amino kebetrei, or even not kebetrei, not like the Moshe, that should be sufficient. She should be pleased to tell them, mafrishim isur. That I have no
idea. You don't say he doesn't believe her
at that point? After he doesn't believe her. Tovei olav barachim. What? No, where? If there was say, without a raglayim ledover, he does not mechuyis to believe. If there is raglayim ledover, he mechuyis to believe.